there, sir. Sorry to disturb you. There was an incident that happened out here, and I need to get some information from you if I could.
Okay, good.
What's your last name? Did you hear anything tonight?
The six shots.
You heard six shots? What time did you hear that at?
It was about 3.
Is that all that you heard, or?
No, I told them that I heard them telling them to put the gun down.
Okay, how did you, in what order did you hear everything?
I heard the gunshots.
Heard the gunshots first, then you heard the deputy saying put the gun down, or?
Well, it was a long time after the gunshots. I think what happened was he shot him and he probably went on the ground.
Okay.
Probably dead.
Where you heard a voice anyway?
I heard the voice, and also heard him on the speaker on the car.
Put the gun down.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
And it may have been let go of the gun.
It may have what?
It may have been saying let go of the gun.
Outside and see anything, or?
The originally woke me up was the strobe light on the car in the house up here behind me.
Uh-huh.
And then there was two other cop cars show up before that ever got said. There was like only one car there, then two others showed up, and it wasn't until the other two cars showed up that I actually heard them say, let go of the gun or put it down or whatever it was they said.
Okay, but
gunshots, yeah.
So, were all the cars there when you heard the gunshots, or was
it? No, just one car was there,
okay.
One that I could see.
So one car was there, you heard the six shots, a couple more cars showed up, then you heard them
telling them, let go of the gun.
Somebody yelling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, is that about it, or can you think of anything else?
I know he said he fired towards the store, and he kind of put any bullet holes in the store down there. I heard him say on the radio to, you know, to check the store down there and see if they shot the store down there. Let's see if anybody was injured in the store. Heard that on the radio.
Thank you very much for your cooperation.
Okay.
And you may or may not be contacted as a witness.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you, sir.
Hi there, sir.
Sorry for disturbing. There was an incident that happened out here, and I wondered if you had heard anything or seen anything.
I heard like three bags.
Is that all you heard?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Okay, well, let me speak with your husband here first and get your information. And then I'll talk to your son. Okay. So you were woke up tonight by a by noise, or?
Yeah, just like three bangs, because they'll, at first kind of sound like something like they slammed, or I don't know if I was really particularly waking up from dreaming stuff, but then for sure like three bangs.
Okay.
I guess you probably say they were gunshots. It didn't really sound that close. And if I hear a noise or something, I try to listen to some more like cars or anything like that. I didn't really hear anything. There were some sirens. But then it didn't seem like the tank came close. It must have shut them off earlier.
Right.
And that basically, that was about it.
Okay. All right, no problem.
And the 8-year-old said he didn't hear anything.
Okay.
I woke him up and he said, no, just me coughing, that's all.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
then.
And our dog didn't even bark or anything.
So you can't think of anything else?
Well, yeah, now you are.
That's about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry to disturb you this morning.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah. And all the officers are okay.
Well, you know, we've, Martin, there's been gang members coming to him. No. That broke half his window. Those guys. That you saw that coming.
Yeah, that was a
lovely guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as far as this incident, incident right here, you may or may not be called or contacted as far as being a witness, but we need to get some people's information and stuff like that, and just so that we know, you know, what happened and stuff. So I appreciate your cooperation.
Okay.
And you can go back to bed. There you go.
Thanks, Jack.
The last two witness statements were recorded by Deputy Jeff Kenny, ID number 2992, on 5798 at approximately 0407 to 0415 hours, related to RB number 98-36163.